in Alexandria. This marriage and single seminar will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., there'll be formal dining at the Diamond Grill. Grand door prizes include an expense-pay trip to New Orleans for a married couple, dinner at the Diamond Grill, a movie for two, and more. Pre-registration is through Givelify, Cash App, or through the church at 1226 MacArthur Drive, 318-769-1994. You can find the seminar prices at www.rebirthmen.org. The Rekindle and Waiting 2020 Marriage and Single Seminar from Rebirth Ministries, a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Can you find hope in the darkest valley? Perhaps the most popular chapter in the whole Bible is Psalm 23. Well, I love it. Verses 1 through 4 say, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." You might be walking through what feels like the darkest valley right now, but God is walking with you through whatever it is you are going through, and he is offering you comfort and refreshment. There is hope to be found in the darkest valley, and it's in the fact that God is with you and leading you through it. I see the green pastures and quiet waters just ahead. More hope can be found at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
All right, now, February 12th is here. That means people are celebrating their birthday. Today is the day they were born, so let's celebrate with them, all right? Let's start the list with Miss Darlene Smith St. Romain. She's celebrating her birthday on this Wednesday. Happy birthday to you, Miss Darlene Smith St. Romain. We've got a happy 52nd birthday going out to Miss Evelyn Whitfield. Good morning. What a blessing. Happy birthday to you, Evelyn Whitfield, on your birthday. Well, we've got Big L Holmes. She's celebrating 51 years today. Big L, good morning. And happy birthday to you on your birthday. Monica Go-Getter Johnson is celebrating 48 candles on the cake this day. Happy birthday to you, Monica Go-Getter Johnson. It's a happy 59th birthday for Brother Michael Cooper. Good morning. Happy birthday to Michael Cooper on your birthday. Guess who else is celebrating a birthday? It's Jazz Johnson. Good morning and happy birthday to you, Jazz Johnson. Brother Richard Isaac is on the birthday list this morning. He's celebrating his 45th birthday. Happy birthday to you, Brother Richard Isaac. My buddy Julian Jewels Hobbs. Julian Jewels Hobbs. Good morning. Happy birthday to you, my friend. It's your birthday. We want to say happy birthday to you. Miss Shawassa Taylor Finerson is celebrating a birthday today, too. Happy birthday to you, Shawassa Taylor Finerson. We've got Valeria Victorious Patterson on the birthday list this morning. Happy birthday to you, Valeria Victorious Patterson. She's raising money for the Shriners Hospital for Children. How nice that is. Carolyn Joseph is on the birthday list, too. Good morning to you. Carolyn Joseph, happy birthday to you. And my friend, Miss April Jones Rocket, married to my other buddy, Matt Rocket, from Christian Worship Center. She's celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday to you, April, and to all the Rockets. We want to let you know that we're celebrating with you guys. And with all of our birthday people, we want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. all day we've been talking about some things to do and not to do as a Christian and if you want to be involved with politics. We've covered all the don'ts. Let's cover some do's. You do want to build bridges. You know, people aren't converted by evangelists who scream truth through a megaphone. They're converted through relationships. So if you build a bridge, a friendship based on true care and concern, your opinions will carry true weight. So build bridges. You do want to also pray for your leaders, especially the ones you don't agree with. You know, it's hard to ridicule or hate somebody who's on your prayer list. So allow God to burden your heart, or to put on your heart, I'd rather say, with the weight of that person's civic duty and the weight of their soul. You also do want to participate in democracy. We have an unprecedented privilege afforded to few individuals in human history. We get to participate in selecting our leaders. We choose them. And it's more than a privilege. It's a responsibility. So educate yourself about the choices you have at the ballot box and pray about who to choose, and then pray for those religious leaders who actually prevail. Also, you do want to support godly leaders and causes. Consider supporting godly individuals and enterprises with your participation. Every righteous leader has a team of supporters, so you might want to consider donating your time or your money when God places a candidate or a cause on your heart. And you should also call if you're served to call. Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they groan." How well we know. You see, everybody benefits when righteous men and women serve in our government. If God has gifted you for such service, go boldly into the political arena with God's blessings, knowing that through your service, people will rejoice. And finally, be notably different. The political arena is one place where believers should be really different than the world. As Christians, we must not use the world's method of assuming and labeling and marginalizing and discarding and disqualifying people. We must challenge secular ideology and unjust policies, but we must do so in a way that honors God and draws people to Him. Amen. I want to thank Catherine Seegers for this wonderful commentary on how Christians should be involved with politics. It's a great lesson for all of us. I'm taking notes myself. And listen, it's been so much fun joining you today. I hope to see you tomorrow, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas right here on KAYTKQJOFM. And tonight at 7:30, I hope that you'll be inclined to join us over at Global Impact Ministries at the corner of Sturks and Memorial Drive, because we've got a wonderful service lined up for you in the middle of the week. 7:30 tonight, come see us over at Global Impact Ministries, all right? It's going to be fun. It's going to be fire, I promise you. Hey, listen, that's it and that's all for today. Know this, that there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Remember this, to love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Take care.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Spirits change, nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name. The Spirit is moving, burning like a flame, healing the broken by the one we proclaim. Mountains move, we lift him high. Jesus.
Coming up on the next The Wade Hampton Show, we'll discuss, as a Christian, how should I be involved in politics? We'll also be playing Bible Jeopardy. And I'll be talking with Rashawn McDonald from the program Money Making Conversations. You don't want to miss that. And the world's greatest music that glorifies God. That's all coming up on Wednesday's The Wade Hampton Show on KAYT KQJOFM.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.